29. A week later, a letter came for Anne, written on pale blue paper, edged with silver.
Dear Miss Shirley, I am writing this to tell you that all misunderstanding is cleared away between Terry and me, and we are so deeply, intensely, wonderfully happy that we have decided we can forgive you. Terry says he was just moonlighted into making love to you, but that his heart never really swerved in its allegiance to me. He says he really likes sweet, simple girls, that all men do, and has no use for intriguing, designing ones. We don't understand why you behaved to us as you did. We will never understand. Perhaps you just wanted material for a story, and thought you could find it in tampering with the first sweet, tremulous love of a girl. But we thank you for revealing us to ourselves. Terry says he had never realized the deeper meaning of love before, so really it was all for the best. We are so sympathetic. We can feel each other's thoughts. Nobody understands him but me, and I want to be a source of inspiration to him forever. I am not clever like you, but I feel I can be that. For we are soulmates, and have vowed eternal truth and constancy to each other, no matter how many jealous people and false friends may try to make trouble between us. We are going to be married as soon as I have my trousseau ready. I'm going up to Boston to get it. There really isn't anything in Summerside. My dress is to be white moire, and my traveling suit will be dove gray with hat, gloves, and blouse of delphinium blue. Of course I'm very young, but I want to be married when I am young, before the bloom goes off life. Terry is all that my wildest dreams could picture, and every thought of my heart is for him alone. I know we're going to be rapturously happy. Once, I believed all my friends would rejoice with me in my happiness, but I have learned a bitter lesson in worldly wisdom since then. Yours truly, Hazel Marr. P.S. 1. You told me Terry had such a temper. Why, he's a perfect lamb, his sister says. H.M. P.S. 2. I've heard that lemon juice will bleach freckles. You might try it on your nose. H.M.
To quote Rebecca Dew, remarked Anne to Dusty Miller, postscript number 2 is the last straw.